السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وقائدنا وسيدنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم افتح علينا فتوح العارفين، اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم everyone. Today inshallah we will be talking about the third wife of سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، السيدة عائشة بنت أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنها وأرضاها ورضي الله عن والدها وأرضاه. So Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we all know that after the death of Sayyidina Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu anha, Sayyida Khawla radiyallahu anha came and asked Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why you don't get married? And then she said, you can get married to a virgin and to a married woman whose husband died, to a widow. So he said, who are these? And she says, the virgin is Aisha bintu Abi Bakr, the daughter of your truthful friend. And the widow is Sauda bint Zam'ah. So when Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, go and talk to the to the parents, go and mention that to them. So this lady went and she went to Sayyida Umm Ruman, was the mother of Khadija, of Aisha radiyallahu anha, and she said to her, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sent me to you, and you have got a lot of khayr and barakah and blessings. And she said, what is it? And she says, Sayyidina Muhammad is asking for the marriage of Aisha. And Sayyida Umm Ruman radiyallahu anha said to her, but she was surprised actually. And she said to her, okay, my husband is coming. You can talk to him. So, Sayyidina Khawla talked to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr looked at her and he said, "How can this happen? I am his brother. So go to him and ask him that." So she went back to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said to him, this is what's happening. This is what Abu Bakr is saying. How can you marry? He is your brother, and Aisha is his daughter, so she will be your niece. How can you get married to her? And he said to her, he is my brother and in Islam, and his daughter can be, I can marry her. So she went back to him and she told him, but Abu Bakr radiallahu an had given a promise to Al-Mut'im ibn Adi when he asked that his son marries Aisha radiallahu anha. So Abu Bakr never broke a promise. So he, what happened? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went to Al-Mut'am ibn Adi, and Al-Mut'am's wife was present. So he said to her, he said to Al-Mut'am, "What do you think of my daughter?" And he looked, Al-Mut'am looked at his wife, and he said to her, "What do you say?" So she said to Abu Bakr, "Maybe if we get our son to marry your daughter, then she will make him change his religion, and he will be in your religion." So his father, the father of the boy, Al-Mut'im, looked at Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he said, "You hear what she says." So Abu Bakr went out, he left them, and he was released of his promise. So Aisha radiallahu anha, was told by her mom that someone is coming. So Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to their house, and she was still 7 years old when that was, when she was mentioned by Jibreel alayhi salam to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to get married to her. So he went, when he went to them, Aisha radiallahu anha was playing on a swing, and her mom called her, and then she came to her mom, and her mom got some water, and she wiped her face, and then she combed her hair, and she got her to enter into the house. And in the house, there were men and women, and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. So her mom sent her daughter to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said, "Those are your family, Ya Rasulullah. This is your family. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, bless her." And that was it. Then Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waited until Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha was 9 years old, and then he consummated the marriage. Aisha radiallahu anha said, on that day, the day of her marriage, there were no camels slaughtered, nothing, except for the pot of food that Sa'd ibn Ubadah used to send to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was the marriage of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Aisha radiallahu anha. And someone might say, why would Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get married to Aisha radiallahu anha? He was about 53 years old, and she was 9 years old. So when he died, she was 18 years old. So, but to get married, 53 years old to a 9 years old, so many questions were asked about this marriage. So why would Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get married to such a young girl? As I just mentioned, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Before Aisha radiallahu anha, he married Khadija radiallahu anha, and she was 15 years older than him. And she died at the age of 65. So 25 years that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived with Khadija radiallahu anha, and he did not take any other wife with her. Then Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Sauda radiallahu anha, a woman of his age. And so that marriage, okay, same age, that's understandable. What happened at the, when he got married to Aisha radiallahu anha? At that time, at their time, it was so normal that a girl would get married at the age of Aisha radiallahu anha. So between 9 and 13, between 9 and 12, that's the norm for them. And we know that when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, when his daughter Hafsa, when her husband died, Sayyidina Umar went to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and asked him to marry his daughter. And Abu Bakr was older than Umar radiallahu anhu. So this was the norm, that someone older would marry a younger girl, and there was no problem with that. So when Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got married with this big difference of age, that was okay. That was not norm. That was normal at that time. So who was Aisha radiallahu anha? Aisha radiallahu anha, when she was still so young, she was a very smart girl. And when she got older, then she was the most knowledgeable of all women. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew how knowledgeable she was. She was أعلم نساء الأرض, the most knowledgeable of all women. She was confident. She was assertive. She was knowledgeable. She was eloquent. And some narrations say that she was the most knowledgeable of all the wives of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was so eloquent when she speaks. So Urwa ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu said, I heard the speeches of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and none of them was as eloquent as Aisha radiallahu anhu. And by the way, Aisha was the aunt of Sayyidina Urwa. So she was the most knowledgeable in fiqh, in hadith, in inheritance, and she excelled everyone else in poetry and medicine. So Abu Musa al-Ash'ari says, radiallahu anhu, when we could not figure something out, when there is a problem, an issue that would bewilder us, that no one can understand, that no one can solve. So when there is an issue, We would go to Aisha radiallahu anha. And of course, that was after the death of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we would go to Aisha radiallahu anha, and she would clarify everything for us. And it is known that she taught a lot of the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever was seeking knowledge would stop by Aisha radiallahu anha to get the exact knowledge. And she narrated 2,210 hadith about Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So her narrations gives us access to the life of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She would explain the life of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She taught us how he slept, how he prayed, how he fasted, how he prayed at night, how she taught us everything about Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love Fatima, used to have deep love for Aisha radiallahu anha. They both had deep connection. And he used to have fun with her. And we know that she was so young, and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would allow her to watch the Abyssinians playing the spears, and she would be behind them, and she would be watching them, and she would enjoy her time. Also, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one of the occasions, she was with Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he used to race with her. So he said to her, "Let's race." And she was very thin, and she was young. So when they raced, subhanAllah, she was faster than him. So she won the race. And they were laughing. Then later, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, "Let's race." And he beat her. He won. And she said, "I gained some weight and I am not as fast as I used to be." So he said, "One by one. So you beat me one, and then now I am beating you." And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I mentioned, he used to have deep love to Aisha radiallahu anha. At his death, sickness, at the very last days, he asked the permissions of all his wives so that he would be at Aisha's house. And it is known that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was taking care of him during the last few days. And exactly before his death, she saw him looking at her. She was having a piece of siwak, and he looked at the siwak, and she immediately understood that he wanted the siwak, and she said, "Ya Rasulullah, do you want it?" And he said, "Yes, I want it." So she softened it with her saliva, and she gave it to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was the last thing that was in his mouth before his death. So She said after Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, she said that was the last thing my saliva got united with his saliva. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away in Aisha's lap. She was with him all the time. Later on, she had a dream. And she saw three moons fell in her lap. Then she went to her dad and she said the dream to her dad. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr interpreted it that you will get good news. So Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was buried in her house, which is her room actually. And then when her father died, he was buried next to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And later on, when Sayyidina Umar died, before he died, he asked the permission that he is buried next to them. Of course, she had in mind that that spot would be her grave. But when Sayyidina Umar asked her to be buried there, she couldn't say no. And she knew that this was the interpretation of the three moons falling in her lap. So the three important figures were buried in her house, in her room. Subhanallah. Now, we all know about the incident of the slander, which was made by the head of the hypocrites, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Abi Salul. And he intended with this incident to hurt Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, in one of the expeditions, in one of the battles in Banu al-Ghazwas, she was the wife to accompany Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was late when she wanted to use to relieve herself. So she left the army, and that was after they won the battle and everything. So she left the army and went a little far just to relieve herself. At that time, the army got ready and they left. So when they lifted the Hawdaj, when they lifted the special cabin where Aisha radiallahu anha used to sit on the camel, it was they did not notice that she was not there. She was very light, so they left the Hawdaj and they went, and they did not notice that she was not there. So when she came back, she realized that they left, they already left. Before leaving, so when she relieved herself and came back, she noticed that she lost her necklace. So she went back and searched for the necklace. During this time, the army left. So when she came back, she did not find the army. And she stayed in a place where she would know for sure that as soon as they realized that she was not there with them, they will go back. So when, so she stayed in the same place that they left. Safwan was the one person, the one companion who used to stay behind the army just to search the place before he goes on, before he leaves, so that if there is anything they forgot, so he would take it and he will bring it to the army. So he was searching and he saw Aisha radiallahu anha. Without talking to her, he got the camel, he made the camel kneel, she went over the camel, and he led the camel, and it was not a far distance when they arrived. So now, who noticed that? The head of the hypocrites, Ibn Abi Salul. Abdullah ibn Abi Salul. So he accused Aisha radiallahu anha that she had an affair with that person. The news reached Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it reached her parents. She was sick at that time, and she asked the permission of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go to her parents to be nursed over there. And he accepted. He was not talking to her. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped talking to Aisha radiallahu anha. She didn't know what was going on. She felt there is something strange, but she was sick, so she couldn't understand it. When Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come over just to check on her, he used not to talk to her. And after days that passed, she heard of what everyone knows because the news spread. And she started crying and crying and crying. Her mom was so sad to see her daughter crying so much. So finally, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came one day, and he couldn't take it anymore. So he said to her, if you did something bad, just repent. Allah will forgive you. And she looked at him and cried more. And she said, I am not going to repent to a sin that I never did. And if I say, yes, I did, then you will believe me. If I say, no, I did not, you will not believe me. So I will do as what Yaqub alayhi salam, the father of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, as what he said, as what he did when he lost his, when he lost his two sons. He said, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. I depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only on Allah, so that he will answer and he will prove my innocence. So she said, as Sayyidina Yaqub said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ. I'm going to be patient, and I am seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clarify the matter. And she was crying and crying, but she was praying and she was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show that she was innocent. And suddenly, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came down to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it was just a few minutes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the glad tidings through Jibreel alayhi salam that his wife was innocent. And immediately Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after resting, it was immediately he said to Aisha radiallahu anha, Abshiri ya Aisha, faqad anzalallahu bara'ataki. Ya Aisha, you have the good news that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayahs that would indicate that you are innocent. And the ayahs are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he revealed, they were in Surah An-Nur, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم والذي تولى كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed those who came with falsehood are a group among you. Do not think it's bad for you. Rather, it's good for you. For every person amongst them is what he has earned from the sin. And he who took upon himself the greater portion thereof, for him is a great punishment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there should be four witnesses to such accusement. لَوْلَا جَاءُ عَلَيْهِ بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ فَإِذْ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُهَدَاءِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. And when they could not, when they do not produce the witnesses, the four witnesses, then it is they in the sight of Allah are the liars. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the glad tidings, gave the bushra to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to Aisha radiallahu anha and to her parents and to those who love them that she is innocent. So Aisha radiallahu anha was a very special woman. And as I mentioned, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love her a lot. Once Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As, he used to think that Sayyidina Muhammad loves him the most. So he went to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked him, Ya Rasulullah, man ahabbu al-nasi ilayk? O Prophet of Allah, who is the most beloved to you? And he immediately said, Aisha. So she was the most loved by Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst the people who were alive. So he said, what about from the men? He was hoping that he would say his name. So he said, Abuha, her father. He said, who else? He said, Umar. And then who else? And he did not hear his name, and so he decided to stop. But everyone who knows Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to think that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love him the most. And that was of the good character of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Aisha radiallahu anha was a special woman. And she excelled in so many ways. So the first thing is we saw how Sayyidina Jibreel radiallahu alayhi salam, he told Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to marry Aisha radiallahu anha. And later on, she was given the title As-Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, the truthful one, the daughter of the truthful one. And she was a very assertive woman, very intelligent. She was a scholar in different fields. And There is one incident that we need to talk about, and that was the war that happened between after the death of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, between Talha wa Zubair wa Aisha radiallahu anha on one hand, and on the other hand, and of course their army, and on the other hand, Sayyidina Ali wal Miqdad wal Qaqa' and their army on the second hand, on the other hand. So what happened? What is Mawqi'atul Jamal? What happened during that battle? We know that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an became the caliphate in Dhul Hijjah in the year 35 Hijri. Uthman radiallahu an. So it was not 100% clear for Sayyidina Ali who killed Sayyidina Uthman. So he postponed the matter of getting revenge for Sayyidina Uthman. Talha wa Zubair wa Aisha, they met in Mecca and they talked about this issue, about the murder of Sayyidina Uthman and what happened. And they mentioned that Ali radiallahu an did not do anything yet for that. So they decided to take an army and to go from Mecca to Iraq so that they would ask for the killers of Uthman radiallahu anh. So they arrived in Al-Basra. And Uthman bin Hanif was the governor over Basra. Some people say that Sayyida Aisha, Talha wa Zubair and the army, they went against Ali radiallahu anhu and they fought Sayyidina Ali, and that was completely wrong. Because if they wanted to go against Ali radiallahu anhu, they would go to Medina where Sayyidina Ali was. But they went from Mecca, they went to Iraq, to Basra. And they did not think that Ali radiallahu anhu would oppose that or would prevent them from doing that. So when those people who killed Uthman radiallahu anhu knew about them, they collected the army and they fought them. And it was... The name of that battle was Mawqi'atul Jamal al-Sughra, the battle of the camel, the small battle of the camel. Talha, Zubair, wa Aisha radiallahu anhum and the army got victory over them. And the governor immediately sent someone to Sayyidina Ali to tell him of the issue of what's going on. So Ali radiallahu an went from Medina with an army. He went to Kufa. And listen to this. He went to Kufa. He did not go to Basra. He did not go to Basra where Sayyida Aisha and the army is. So when they got there, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh, he sent Al-Miqdad wal-Qaqa' radiallahu anhum, he sent them to Talha and Zubair, and he asked them what they want. So why are they with an army over there? So they said, we want the people who, we want to get revenge for Uthman radiallahu anhu who passed away. So they said, they said to them, leave this matter, Ali is going to take care of that. The caliphate is going to take care of that. So they both agreed, the both parties agreed to go back and to leave the issue to Sayyidina Ali to take care of it. The Saba'iyyin, who were under the leadership of Abdullah ibn Saba', and those are the people who killed Uthman radiallahu anhu, so they knew that when Talha, Zubair, and Aisha, as the first group, would agree with Al-Miqdad, Wal-Qa'qa, and Sayyidina Ali on the second group, then that will be something bad against them. They will be known for sure, and they will be punished later on. So what they did, they decided to have a fitna. And a group of them went out at night and they killed some people of the army of Aisha radiallahu anha. So the army of Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Talha, Sayyidina Zubair, and the army, they said, this is treason. We just had an agreement. What happened? Why would they kill us at night? So there was a fight. They attacked. And Mawqi'atul Jamal al-Kubra took place. The big camel battle took place between Ali radiallahu anh and his army and Aisha radiallahu anha and her army. Zubair radiallahu anh and Talha radiallahu anh, they did not want the fight, so they asked the people, stop, don't fight, and they both retreated. They did not fight. Zubair was hit with an arrow and he died. Talha was hit with an arrow and he died. And at that time, of course, they were shouting at people, go back, we are not here to fight Ali radiallahu anhu. We are not here to fight Ali, go back. So they got killed while they were urging people to go there, to go back. Then the camel of Aisha radiallahu anha was hit with an arrow and the camel kneeled down. At this moment, the brother of Aisha radiallahu anha was with the army of Ali radiallahu anha, and he raced to the camel of Aisha radiallahu anha. He wanted to make sure that his sister is safe. So he just looked at her and he was happy that she was safe. At that moment, when the camel kneeled down of Aisha radiallahu anha, the mother of the believers, the wife of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately the battle stopped. Ali radiallahu anhu was so sad for what happened, especially when he heard Talha was Zubair and a lot of companions were killed. So the one who killed Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Zubayr, he came to Sayyidina Ali and he said to him, I killed Zubayr and this is his sword. So he looked at him, Sayyidina Ali, and he said, don't be so happy. I heard Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Bashir qatil ibn Safiyya bin Nar, give glad tidings for that who kills Ibn Safiyya, the son of Safiyya, that he will be in hellfire. And of course, it was a battle out of control. Sayyidina Ali did not want the battle to happen. Talha and Zubair did not want that battle to happen. And as a result, Sayyidina Ali
prevented that there should there are any captives, same as in any battle, or any booties in that battle, because it was a battle between two groups of Muslims. Sayyidina Ali making sure that Aisha radiallahu anha was safe, he sent her back to Medina, to her home, with a group of companions taking care of her, and until she got into her home. And then Aisha radiallahu anha said, whenever I remember that day, I would weep, I would cry. None of the two parties wanted to fight each other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how truthful both parties are. But those who were against the Muslims, those who were against the unities of the Muslim, they knew that this should happen, so there will be a big problem between the people and the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are some points about Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. And subhanAllah, if we are to say everything about Sayyida Aisha, days and weeks, and we will not be finished. But in these classes, it's about 45 minutes class, so we are just choosing the main points, and we are just talking about them. And there was a question or a request from one of the sisters online that we wish that to hear more stories about Sauda radiallahu anha, the wife of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in last class. And as I just mentioned, we are just saying very, very, very little about the wives of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just giving the main points about them. So Aisha radiallahu anha was ummah by herself. She was a society by herself. She was a great person to learn from by herself. And learning about her, radiallahu anha, about Aisha radiallahu anha, indicates and tells us that a woman can have a big role in society. She can be a scholar, she can be a speaker, she can be a doctor, she can be a teacher. And those were the characteristics of Aisha radiallahu anha. She was the most knowledgeable person at her time. Men used to come to her to ask her the most difficult questions, and she would give them the answer, and she would explain everything for them. So this is what we're going to cover about Aisha radiallahu anha. And inshallah, we will be meeting next week with another wife of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learning about her, learning about her connection, and to her connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And until that time, I leave you now with a special greeting and special salam to, and we all send this salam to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.